I'm now joined by the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, and the Program Director of the Michigan Theater, Amanda Bynum. They are both just back from Park City, Utah, where the Sundance Film Festival took place, and they're going to share some of the highlights that they experienced while out west. By the way, Russ Collins, thank you very much for taking me along.
Oh, absolutely. We were happy to have you in spirit out there in Park City with the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah, as close as I got was a phone call. Thank you very much.
But we were it was early in the morning out there. So.
And Amanda, are you glad to be back, or would you have preferred to stay out?
I'm glad to be back, but I certainly missed some movies that I really wanted to see. I don't know if another day would have helped. I think it was more about the scheduling of what I did manage to see versus the things that I missed.
All right. Well, you know, I missed it all. So well, fill me in. What were the highlights?
So the Grand Jury Prize winner for documentary film was Blood Brother, which is about an American guy that goes to India, a disillusioned guy, and he runs into children with HIV/AIDS, and it really changes his life. And it won both the Grand Jury Prize and the Audience Award for Best Documentary. The Grand Jury Prize for dramatic film went to Fruitvale, which is based on a true story of a 22-year-old San Francisco Bay Area resident who has a bit of a troubled past, but is really putting his life together, and then ends up getting very, very tragically killed by the railway police in Oakland. But that also won the Audience Award, which is very unusual. And I saw Fruitvale, and I liked it a lot. It's a tough film, but very, very well done. The World Cinema Grand Jury Prize for Documentary went to A River Changes Course, which is set in Asia, and it's about how this river is a very key part of the community and the life of folks, and how various changes in the environment and all kinds of things are wreaking havoc in the community. World Cinema Grand Jury Prize for Dramatic Film is Jazul, which is about another Korean film about some town folks in 1948 who took sanctuary in a cave in a very difficult kind of assault kind of situation in their world.
The now, winning these awards, does that typically mean these are the films that will most certainly get distribution
deals?
They will
get distribution. Some of them might get distribution that otherwise wouldn't get distribution. The film that we're doing tonight at the Michigan Theater from the Sundance Film Festival of the East already had a distributor before the festival started. And we saw that and liked that tremendously. So awards are very good for getting attention to films that might be a little bit under the radar. There's a film called In a World, which is a comedy that won the screenwriting award that we also enjoy very much. And The Next, which is the very low budget category, had a film called This Is Martin Bonner that our colleague Brian saw and very, very much liked, and we hope that that's part of Cinetopia. But we're excited to tell you about The East, which plays tonight, and the co-screenwriter, Britt Marling and Star, is going to be here. And she was in Arbitrage, which was a big Sundance film from last year. She was also a couple years ago in a couple of films, Another World, and
Another Earth.
I'm sorry, and the other film,
Sound of My Voice,
and she was the co-screenwriter on that, and her partner, her artistic partner, Zalba Manglich, is going to also be here, as well as the program director of the Sundance Film Festival, Trevor Groth.
Have you had an opportunity to screen The East?
Oh yeah, we saw The East when we were out at Sundance last week,
year.
And it's really, really good. It's a really solid thriller, which is a departure from our the last
typical fare.
The last comedies that we've had at our Sundance Film Festival USA the last few years. But The East is it's the story of an elite intelligence operative who goes
played by Britt Marling.
Yes, who goes deep undercover and infiltrates an eco terrorist group that's kind of modeled on the real group Anonymous. So led by Alexander Skarsgård and Ellen Page, this kind of ragtag group of incredibly smart traveler-type youth go in and they execute what they call jams, which are sort of these heists that take down these major corporations. And they're chilling. I mean, these are super smart characters, super well-written characters. And it's a really, really good film.
And there are tickets available. You can get them at Ticketmaster right now. You can probably get them at the door. We've sold lots and lots of tickets, but there are tickets available. So go check it out tonight.
And this is a one-time-only event. You'll get to see the movie later, but this is a one-time-only event.
That's right.
This is the first screening of the film outside of Utah at the Sundance Film Festival. So this is a really special occasion.
And it's still an official screening of the Sundance Film Festival. There's only 10 of these around the country, so we're very, very proud of that. And then on Friday, tomorrow, we're going to show the Sundance Shorts from 2012, and that's also going to be exciting.
Yeah, we have one of this year's short film jurors coming to the screening. It's Mike Farah. He's an Ann Arbor native, and he and his brother made the film Answer This, which premiered at the Michigan Theater about 2 years ago.
And he's the head of Funny and or Die.
Oh, which I love.
The online.
I absolutely love that.
So Mike's coming to do a Q&A with us after the screening about being a juror and what makes a good short film and just stuff like that. So we're really excited Mike is coming.
It's interim festival weekend at the Michigan Theater because not only is there the East tonight, the Sundance Shorts on Friday, but over the weekend we're doing the Best of Cinetopia.
Yeah, the Best of the Fest. We are getting ready to kick into high gear for Cinetopia 2013.
So which will be in June.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to rescreen three of our award winners from our 2012 festival. And that's, pay attention, because the titles are kind of similar. We're showing I Am Not a Hipster. We're showing...
That's my life story.
It was true. We're showing Hipsters, and then we're showing Missed Connections. And all of those were great festival hits for us at our inaugural festival. So if you check out our website at mishtheater.org, you can get the official dates and times for all of those screenings.
And Hipster, of exciting stuff.
Yeah, Hipsters is a hilarious candy-colored musical from Russia, believe it or not. And I'm not a hipster.
A candy-colored musical.
Yeah,
I don't even know what to do with that. I don't know how to process it. I'm not sure it's digestible.
What do we mean? It's a lot of fun. It's about the 1950s Soviet-era Russia, except they're these...
Which was always a lot of fun.
Well, it's very gray, very grim. But these kids really worshipped American music. And you can think of kind of Elvis type of rock and roll. And so they dressed in these very colorful, very goofy. And then the Soviet youth who were opposed to this kind of decadence were constantly chasing after them. But it's very lighthearted. It's a lot of fun.
It's a musical. Did we mention it's a musical?
It's a musical. And then I'm Not a Hipster is your typical Sundance style indie film, very personal story about this musician who's struggling with his life, his relationship.
Kind of
yeah, it's very good. And the Missed Connections is a comedy that it's a low budget comedy, but very, very cleverly done. And the cast was here. I'm Not a Hipster had the producer here. Missed Connections had the cast and the director and everyone, and they were a lot of fun to be around. So anyway, those are the highlights of Cinetopia that are coming up for just one screening each. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, we have very little time together left, so let's cover what is available this weekend outside of all we've discussed thus far.
Yeah, Warm Bodies is a zombie comedy about a zombie who may be turning back into a human.
I had a chance to see a sneak preview of Warm Bodies in November.
Funny?
And it's super funny. It's the perfect date movie, and I love the marketing geniuses behind this film.
Don't typically think of zombie movies as a date movie.
Okay, so you have to tell yourself it's a zom-rom-com, because I thought of that in the car on the way here. It's real funny. It's
a
perfect
couple of those
date
relationships.
Movie because boys will love it and girls will love it. So girls, you can drag your boys to see the film.
Bullet to the Head, which is the Sylvester Stallone film about a DC cop and a lot
no
of
no mistaking that title, is
nope.
it?
Yeah, Stand Up Guys is about a guy played by Al Pacino who's just getting released from jail. He gets back together with a couple of his old friends played by Christopher Walken and Alan Arkin.
Certainly love the cast.
Yeah, one of the friends has a dangerous secret and all kinds of interesting and difficult things happen. And then
we're also opening down at the State Theater this weekend, Rust and Bone, which is getting some critical acclaim, especially for Marianne Cotillard's performance as a whale trainer who experiences a terrible accident.
And this film was the hottest buzz international film of 2012, Rust and Bone. So you definitely want to go check that out. Marianne Cotillard's performance is outstanding.
Well, it sounds like there are certainly a lot of options, and once again, there is opportunity for tonight's once-in-a-lifetime event.
That's right. The East, Britt Marling, the star and co-screenwriter, and Zal Manglich, the director and co-screenwriter, as well as Trevor Groth, who's the program director of the whole Sundance Film Festival, are going to be live at the Michigan Theater for this really interesting, very good thriller, eco-thriller. Go check it out. You can get tickets at the door. They're $15, a little bit more, but that's what you pay at Sundance. That's what Sundance makes us charge, and it's worth it. Trust me. We're going to have a very, very full theater. The weather will be cleared up by tonight, and it will be great. We have a couple of interesting midnight shows as well, but we'll talk about those when you're at the theater.
Amongst ourselves, exactly. After we get off. For Amanda Bynum and Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us once again for this week's installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
See you at the East tonight at 8 o'clock.